Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Do you know what makes these stories like 10 times more awesome? Yeah, sharing with a friend. So right now I want you to think of two friends that you can have your parents text this episode to and you guys can listen to it together. Oh, we'll make sure they hear part one of this crazy adventure about Cedar going to space. Does he really go to space? How is he gonna get back? He doesn't even have his astronaut license. I don't know. Let's find out. Let's go. As the rocket ship was blasting off through the ceiling of the museum and headed right to space, Cedar was holding on for dear life onto his chair. This is so awesome! Even though it was a little bit scary, this was Cedar's actual real-life dream coming true. Was he really on his way to space? Well, before he knew it, he had arrived. As he looked out the window, it was nothing but pitch black darkness of space. And then he heard a sound.
Next stop, Mars on autopilot.
Wait a second, hold on, this has been great and all, said Cedar, but I think I'm ready to get home. Did this say Mars? How do I turn this thing around?
None of the buttons were working, as it became very clear that this ship was indeed on some kind of autopilot headed right for Mars.
Oh dear, said Cedar.
Engage hyperactive hyperdrive in 3, 2, 1.
All of a sudden, Cedar was thrown back into his seat as his spaceship was blasting through space with the next stop of Mars. As Cedar screamed his way through space, he all of a sudden realized that this was actually super cool.
Okay, I just gotta breathe a little bit. Wow, there goes an asteroid. Look at all those stars out there. Wow, this is actually really amazing. How in the world did I get into space in the first place? Oh dear, what about that pizza my mom had? I'm kind of hungry.
And that's when Cedar remembered that he had brought his backpack with him up into his spaceship. And thankfully, he had packed a whole bunch of delicious snacks. Hopefully, that will tide him over for now.
Oh, granola bar, come here. So hungry.
Cedar grabbed the granola bar and gobbled it down.
Arrival in Mars in 2 minutes.
2 minutes? I thought Mars was really far away, said Cedar. This thing must have gone really fast. Wow.
The spaceship was right. Up ahead was Mars, and it was quickly approaching. The spaceship slowed down just in time before it crashed into Mars. That would have been terrible. It carefully landed down on the dusty red planet of Mars.
What do I do now? Cedar said to himself. Do I go explore? Like, I don't have any Oh, there's an astronaut suit hanging up over there.
Cedar was right. Off in on the other side of the room was a perfectly sized astronaut, well, almost perfectly sized astronaut suit for him. It was a little bit bigger, but it'll do the job. He put on the suit and stepped out onto Mars.
Wow, this place is so weird, said Cedar.
Can you imagine walking on another planet? That would be pretty weird
and pretty amazing at the same time.
It wasn't long before Cedar was greeted by another creature.
Boop, boop, boop. Hello there. What brings you to our fine red home?
Who's there?
Cedar turned around and saw...
Holy smokes! It's an alien! Well, a whole bunch of little aliens.
He was right. They were aliens when they were very little. They were bright green and about the size of a small puppy.
They were adorable. Oh, hello there, said Cedar. My name's Cedar, and I kind of accidentally got here. I would kind of like a way to get back home. My mom has some pizza for me that I really want to eat.
What is pizza? Can we have some?
They asked. I would share with you, but I actually don't have any pizza with me. But do you know how to help me get my ship back to planet Earth?
Boop, boop. Absolutely.
The aliens started climbing all over the ship. It's like they knew exactly what they were doing. With their tiny little fingers, they started typing away at a keyboard that was underneath the spaceship.
Boop, boop, boop. You are rerouted to home. Your spaceship is leaving in 10 seconds. You better hurry.
10 seconds? Holy smokes. Thanks for your help. Bye. Cedar ran back inside of the spaceship, and just as he sat down and buckled his seatbelt, zoom, the spaceship blasted off for Mars, headed right back for planet Earth. Cedar was now being flung back through space the other direction. Thankfully, this was headed back towards home. It wasn't long before the spaceship was now slowing down to carefully land outside on the grassy lawn of the museum that he had started at earlier today. As the door opened, "Mom!" shouted Cedar. "Cedar, are you okay?" she shouted. "Yeah, I'm okay. I just don't even understand what in the world happened. Or, actually, I am pretty hungry. Do you still have that pizza?" asked Cedar. Well, I dropped that pizza on the floor, so why don't we go get a new one?" "That sounds amazing. Oh, I'm starving," said Cedar. And that is the end of Cedar's amazing space adventure. What started as a day of just exploring a rocket museum landed him on another planet. And wait a second, he even met some aliens. Wow, that is an amazing day that Cedar has just had. And it's funny that even though he went all the way to space, he still looked forward to having a slice of some delicious pizza. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Moshi from New York, August from California, Abel, Layla, and Charlie from Ontario, Canada, Kieran and Ravi from Indianapolis, Ava and Luca from New York, Gideon and Ellie from Idaho, Henry and Natalie from Lacey, Washington, and Olivia and Natalie from Stamford, Connecticut. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family. And on the spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!